Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everybody. How's everybody?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Renee.
Hello, how's everyone?
Doing well. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, we only have a few people.
I took my first shot
on
Monday.
You did?
I took my first shot on Monday for COVID-19. I took the vaccine on Monday. Doing fine though.
Okay, good. Very good. Kesey, how you doing?
I'm here. Hi, y'all.
We ain't used to this type of Kesey. Where pumped up Kesey at?
Out the window
huh?
When you said I couldn't pray today.
Oh, my goodness.
What? You can't pray. No, hold on. You can pray.
Mm-hmm. You hurt my
pray.
Feelings.
Don't,
So I'm in my feelings right now.
Don't want to be in your feelings.
Oh.
You can pray. You can pray.
No, no.
Yes,
no.
Yes. What happened? Yes, don't be like that.
I'm gonna come right back. JJ called me. I'm gonna come right back.
Okay.
What happened?
Leah was supposed to pray last week because of the baby, and she wanted to just thank everybody. And she was supposed to do it last week, but the baby needed her at the time, so she just wanted to do it this time. But she ain't even on, so we ain't finna worry.
Oh.
She probably just taking care of the baby, so. But Kesey didn't pray. She's feeling it anyway. She looks like she's up there. So, yeah.
Oh, Kesey gonna pray?
Yeah, Kesey gonna pray.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing great. I have to say, I am alive and I am thankful for every blessing. So I'm doing great.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Come on, get some excitement. Y'all living, y'all breathing. Come on, man.
Amen. Huh? Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, what's been going on since last week?
Talk
about it. What's
been going on?
Nothing. Well, I've been
loving
on my own.
I just been playing.
It's a beautiful thing.
I just be playing.
Hey, I got my daughter on the line as well.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
everybody.
How y'all doing? Hello. Good. I'm on the slave ship.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
I'm working.
Oh, okay. All right.
First time I heard that.
You find something that you like. Either that's something working for somebody or working for yourself.
Myself. Praise God.
Mhm. Mhm. All right. Come on, y'all. Paul. What y'all got going on? I know y'all had something good happen in a week.
Yeah.
No. Nothing. Nobody got not one thing to share that's good, that happened, that
I'm alive.
Blessed. Come on. One thing. All right. Does anyone need prayer requests?
Prayer requests. No.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I don't have
Keith,
no
you back on? Keith, you back on? Where she at? Yeah, she was waiting to do something with JJ. Renee, how you been doing?
I'm doing well. On my way back from Alabama.
Okay. You went to visit your grandbabies?
I got a house down there. I was getting everything turned on for my son. They're going to be moving into the house.
Okay. See, that is a blessing right there. That is a blessing right there.
Okay.
See? That is amazing. So, Aunt Dot, you got the COVID shot, the first one. All right.
Yep.
Feeling pretty good so far, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank God.
That's right. That's right. Got to monitor that. But I think it's always going to be okay.
Yes, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. And Tina, how you breathing? How you breathing, Tina?
I just got back on the medication, and it's allowed me to go 8 hours. I'm trying to do 10, but.
Ain't that a blessing? 8 hours that you didn't have last week? 8 hours that you ain't got to be on that oxygen tank. Come on now.
Okay, girl. Yes, honey. But I had a panic attack yesterday in Walgreens with Nate, because the lady at the restaurant was coughing. I almost knocked over the sodas and stuff because she was coughing. I was like, and then the person behind me started coughing too. I was like, oh, heck no.
Get out.
I said, no, it's time to go.
Get out real quick. I come back later.
It is time to go. But we was doing the stuff for them to cut the check for her truck.
Okay.
Cause they keep forgetting about her when it comes to them paying for the truck. The insurance company, they keep forgetting about her. So I have to call and make sure that they know.
Yeah.
Look, we need to get this done because they need their car back.
Yeah. You got to stay on top of them.
Yeah, content.
So, Renee, we know we have, is it Kiara? Am I saying that right?
Kia. Kia.
Okay, Kiara. And do you have Danielle too, or just?
It's Kia.
Your daughters,
Kia,
I thought you said. Oh.
Kia and Peanut.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. All right, y'all tell us something good. What's that? What did happen, Peanut? What happened? What's going on this week?
She's asleep.
Oh, okay. What's going on with you?
Sleep.
Outside of working.
Nothing.
Nothing.
God is good.
Amen. So you still in Coco or are you in Georgia?
Nah, I ain't in Georgia this yet.
Okay, all right. I mean, last time I talked to you, you said you were going to be in Georgia. So I was just asking.
No, I'm going to make my
being
known. I'm coming.
Okay.
I'm coming.
Okay. Okay. Keep pressing your way, for sure.
Amen.
That's right. Andre,
Amen.
You got something good to tell us? Andre, what you got good?
Well, you know, God is good as always.
All the time.
We all here another Thursday, so we all are blessed to be here another a whole week without any hurt, harm, or danger. So that's a blessing for every one of us. So just thank God for hearing your voices again and feeling your energy. And I love you all.
Oh, we love y'all too.
share with them what was revealed to you this week about your location? Come on.
Well, as you all know, we're trying to make our way to Texas. And everywhere I go, I see license plates in Illinois. They're Texas plates. And I was scrolling on Facebook the other day, and this young lady that had a video. I didn't know who she was. I don't know why I watched it, but when I clicked on it, it was about guys about to change her location. And it was very interesting to hear what she had to say about it. So I just been getting all these little nuggets along the way, the license plates, the videos, the messages. I'm going to talk to other people at work, and they're also on their way to Texas. So I think it's been confirmed. I think it's time for us to get serious and get ready to go. So I think God's still speaking to me about changing my location. So we got to get serious about it.
Well, I'm getting one of y'all suitcases, and I'm coming with y'all. I'll be independent. Ain't nobody laugh at me. Oh, my God. We're just in love.
You know, you're always welcome to come visit. But I do have a question for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Do you all feel, I'm not trying to change the format of this prayer line at all, but do you all feel that meeting once a week is enough help for you throughout the whole week?
Let's not all answer at once.
Cleo, shut up.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to tell you all, come on, come on. Come on. Listen, you can be my partner. Come on, come on. I welcome that. Come on.
Now, that's
all I answered at one time. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you,
Lucas.
You're welcome.
And I'm only asking because I know things always start off, they feel fresh, you feel excited, you have a lot of energy. And as they go along, it can seem to be redundant or predictable. And it seems like you start losing the fire that you once had. And I'm only asking because maybe we all need to get a prayer partner throughout the week. Somebody's on the line with you to pray with you throughout the week at least once or twice before you get to this line, just to keep you energized, just to keep you focused and fired up. Just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I submit, amen.
You know what? I'm open to whatever. I don't mind, you know, connecting with whomever to, you know, pray during the week. Halftime, Keisha is who I'll be on the phone with almost every day. Tina and I connect all the time too. But I think we need to even split that up and just, you know, just if you all are open to it, you know, just connecting. We all need prayer sometimes. We like, well, what I need prayer for, I can do it myself, or it ain't big as everybody else's stuff. Prayer is prayer. Whatever you need prayer for. If I need prayer, God, help me with this meeting I got going on in a few minutes. Help me to say the right things, to be in the right attitude. Simple things. It don't matter what it is. He says, come to me and put it at my feet. So it don't matter how big or small it is. If you have it and you want to pray about it, then we can connect and do that. It's really up to you all what y'all want to do with a format. It's flexible. We just want to connect with you, and we just want it to be, I mean, when we first started, this was like so exciting. We had everybody so on board. Now it is kind of like, if I'm being honest, you know, I'm honest and transparent. It's like pulling teeth a little bit to get people involved sometimes. So what can we do to spice this up a little bit? Because this is family time. It's prayer time. But I really want to make sure that I'm thinking of you all, too, because this is all about us. It's not just one person. It's all of us. So how do we embrace that and get the liveliness back? Thank you, dear.
You're welcome, dear.
All right. Well, here's the thing. We won't put you on the spot tonight, but something to think about. And I hope that we can definitely think about that and see if that's what you all want to do. You just let us know, and we're open to do that. Is Casey back on? Casey, are you back? She on phone on still, but I don't hear her.
Hi,
are you
Sierra.
Muted, Casey? Let me text her. Is she praying? Because Leah didn't come on. She got a wish. Hello? I don't know what's happened with Kesey. Okay, she said she's coming back. JG on the phone. Somebody got a. I'm hearing a ring. Is anybody else hearing a ring?
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry.
That's who?
Me, Kia.
Oh, okay. Well, if Kesey. I want to be respectful of time as well. If Kesey doesn't come on, will anybody volunteer to pray? And if you don't have the prayer list, we can definitely do a corporate prayer. So, anybody want to volunteer? Y'all be acting like y'all shy. This is the Johnson family. What is going on? Y'all ain't shy. Come on now. Oh, all right. Wait. Let's see if Kesey's coming back. She said she's coming back. Text her real quick.
Anda, how you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Did Dad put your floor in yet?
No. But you know
you're
gonna
do it. Yeah.
Eventually he will.
He will eventually. You be talking
yeah,
about
it
all the time. I'm like, yeah, I was like, you said that she was gonna do that when that was at Renee's house. That was a long time ago. She was like, I'm gonna get to it. I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah, eventually he will.
How is Uncle Bernard and Uncle Geraney? How they doing?
Doing pretty good. Thank God Geraney seems to be doing a lot better than he was. So.
Very good. That's a blessing. It's a blessing. Renee, how long you stayed in Coco? You was in Dan for a long time.
A long time.
I was only in Dallas for a weekend. And I was in Florida for 3 weeks. Y'all
said, I didn't say nothing about Dallas, ma'am. I didn't say anything about Dallas.
Coco.
That's what I heard. I was there for 3 weeks. I was in Coco for 3 weeks. I'm going back in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right. Keisha, you back?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you please encourage yourself, ma'am, for the prayer? It's okay.
Wow.
Things happen. I'm going to give it back to you. Don't be like that. God don't like that.
Oh, it's okay. I pray on my own anyway, so it's fine.
No, you're praying. What you talking about? We were waiting
no,
for you because you're praying. You're not on.
No,
it was really?
I'm not. No, no.
Why are you waiting for you to pray?
I'm not praying.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings or if I made you feel some type of way. That was not my intent. Aaliyah was supposed to pray last week. But she had the baby, so she couldn't pray. And she asked, I'm sorry if that's who your plans are off of and you wanted to pray and you're feeling for her because that was not
it's
my
intention.
It's
okay.
So,
I
apologize for that.
Happened.
No.
Just
no,
hurt
but
my
I mean, it felt
at the
like
last
you,
moment. You,
I apologize for that. I apologize for that because I was not even thinking about the prayer line when I talked to you earlier.
I think I'm going to let you slide this time.
Okay, I appreciate that. So you forgive me, right?
Of course.
So I'll be mindful of that. I promise I'll be mindful of that. Because I know it takes a lot to prepare yourself to pray, especially if you already got on your mind and you got your thoughts together. And when somebody throws you off, it can really knock you off your balance. So that was not my intent, seriously. So just know that I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Apology accepted.
So can you pray now?
No, ma'am.
Play the song? No?
No.
Okay.
Leah's going to pray.
I'm sorry?
Leah is going to pray. You would have sent me what I need to know and anything like that. We okay? It's okay? I'm okay?
Leah's not on the phone. That's why I've asked you to pray. Leah's not on. Something happened with the baby and she's not on. She's supposed to be on today. She's not.
Press down, pray.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. She's not feeling it right now, so that's okay. I'm gonna play the song and we'll come back. I'm gonna play the song and
Cicely Tyson died. You know. Oh,
Cicely Tyson.
That hurt my heart.
Oh yeah, she did die. 96 years old. Oh.
Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. I just saw her on an interview about her book.
That was my grandma.
Yeah, she died. She died today. This afternoon.
Wow, she lived a long life, too.
She did.
Yeah, she did a lot of great things. She did a lot of great things.
She did.
Wow.
You know what movie I think about with her all the time when she hit that man with that pan? Y'all, you remember Fried Green Tomatoes?
Gosh, I can't think of what that was. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of what it was.
Fried green tomatoes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she dumped them inside his head and they put him in that boiling water.
Yeah, yes.
And he stopped for ate his rib.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I remember him and Jane Pittman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was still beautiful at 90 feet. Black don't crack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I think she was one of our long lost aunties or something. She's in our family somewhere. I'm just gonna pull her in now.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play the song and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna pray. And then I'm gonna give you all some time to spend the rest of your evening. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord. Give me you, everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord.
Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, God, for just bringing us through another week and able to get on this prayer line with family, our loved ones, and just to share, to hear one another's voices. Because we know, God, it could have been another way. So, guys, we look back over our lives. We know that it was you and only you that has kept us and has blessed us what we have today. Thank you, God, for the health and strength in spite of what you may feel. The headaches, the heartaches, you know, the body aches, whatever we're going through tonight, we thank you for as well as we are. Thank you, God, for the peace that your love provides and your presence, God. We thank you, God, for giving us a heart to seek you and to trust you and to believe in your word and to rely on you, God, in those hard times in our lives. Thank you for the joy that you give, and the world didn't give it to us and they can't take it away. We thank you, God, for the relationship that you have allowed us with the faith that you've given us, God. We thank you for increasing our faith, God, just by showing us that you are God and God alone and just allowing your word to manifest in our lives and in our hearts. Thank you for the love we have for one another. And I pray, God, that the love that we have for ourselves will continue to grow each and every day as we realize that you created us to be what you have created us to be, and help us to be inspired and encouraged to be just that. Give us the strength to just to carry on through our lives daily with the task and assignments that you have given us, knowing that you are strengthening us each and every day with each and every assignment. Give us the confidence to continue in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of what we see, what we hear, what we feel, and everything that's going on in the world. And God, help us to stay close to you so that we can stay close to one another with the love that you give us. And God, we pray for this family in every way that we need to be prayed for. And we just ask, God, that you will heal, deliver, and set free. We pray that you will tend to every home, every heart, every situation. We pray, God, that you would just continue to let us know that you are there for us and with us, and that you love us, in spite of us being who we are and where we are at this moment. So, God, we just thank you for all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you desire to be to us and for us. God, just give us a heart to continue to love you and to desire you to be a part of our lives. Help us to forgive ourselves and to forgive others as you have forgiven us. And, God, we just pray that you, oh, God, continue to allow your presence. Let us feel you. Let us hear you. Just touch us in any way that you can, God, to let us know that you are there in these times. So, God, we give you honor, glory, and praise tonight. And we pray that as we leave this call tonight, but never from your presence, that you will bless, keep, and protect us, and that your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray, ask, and receive it all, and let it be done according to your will and your time. And give us patience to wait on you as we expect you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Say amen.
Amen.
All right, yeah.
Oh.
Thank
you, man. You're my favorite little cousin.
All right, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, beautiful.
Hi, Peanut.
Hi, Peanut.
Hi.
Thank you for the card. It was very nice.
Peanut.
She gone.
Oh.
She gone. All right,
she back
y'all.
To watch
the
thank you all for being on tonight. I'm going to go ahead and close us out, and I wish that you all have a really good rest of your week and a wonderful weekend, and love you.
I'll get
love
one thing before we go.
Okay. What do you want to say, Andre? Somebody was saying, so a couple people were talking.
I need y'all to do, can y'all do two things for me before we go?
What's that?
Can I get y'all to say Jesus with me?
That,
we always say this. We always say there's something about the name Jesus. But how often do we call on him?
Every day.
Okay.
I believe.
How do you feel when you say his name?
Relaxed, relieved, grateful, and thankful.
Okay. Can we say Jesus together?
Yes. Come
okay.
on. Okay.
You gonna count it down
on three.
Or what? I mean, so we can all be
one. Okay, on three. Can we say Jesus? One, two, three. Jesus.
Jesus.
So it should be something about that name when y'all say it.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much. Yes. And the second thing is for next week. Can we come on and just say what makes us a proud family member? Can we do that?
Yeah, that's fine. What makes us a proud family?
What makes us
member?
A proud
okay.
family member? What makes you proud to be a part of this family?
Next week.
Can we do that next week?
What's that?
That sounds good.
Okay. Thank you all.
All right.
Love you so much.
Love you too.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Okay,
you
too.
Blessed, everyone. Thank you. Be blessed.
Love you.